sourcing requirements, and timing. Once the organization has recognized the need for selecting one or more new suppliers through processes such as a make versus buy analysis, the next step is to determine sourcing requirements, including the necessary timing. Sourcing and timing requirements are not homogeneous. Determining sourcing and timing requirements and priorities often requires a detailed analysis. Evaluations should result in decisions for each category of requirement. Categories may include cost to organization and target price to consumer, quality culture and product/service quality, delivery performance, due date promises and scheduling, delivery window size, acceptability of early or late deliveries, how to measure, and penalties for failures. Lead time, slow and cheap to fast and expensive. Available capacity, and ability to change capacity. Design expertise or ability to collaborate. Time to market, in weeks or months. Plus ability to improve this duration. Sustainability. For example, a clothing staple item may have requirements for quality that ensure that the item is durable enough, but also low enough in cost to enable low prices. Delivery performance may need to be average. Lead times can be long. The supplier may need to provide high capacity for large bulk orders, but may not need to collaborate much except for providing cost-cutting suggestions. Time to market may be a low priority, unless there are pending shortages. Sustainability depends on the organization's values. The top priority is low enough cost to maintain an acceptable profit margin. Once a set of sourcing requirements is determined, a sourcing search can begin. The intensity of this search depends on the strategic importance or technical complexity of these sourcing requirements, plus the relative capabilities of existing suppliers, according to Monchka et al. In Purchasing and Supply Chain Management. Exhibit 3-4 shows this relationship. Exhibit 3-4. Research relates to requirements and existing supplier capabilities.